Wes just said, I might be a few seconds over. Look at this. 12, 13, 14.
There we go, that's the end of it.
17 seconds
there
over.
There we go.
That's 17 seconds. That's not a few seconds over.
That's a but few.
If I finished a show 17 seconds past 10 o'clock, Joe Wiley would throw a wobbler. She'd throw all her toys out the pram, she'd go berserk. And you just casually go, oh, we're a few seconds over. Don't you know who I am?
You're Chris Moyles.
Correct. Well done. 3 points. Listen.
Yes?
Are you walking home today?
I'm walking home today. Don't believe the star. It's a malicious rumour.
What does it say?
It says, spotted Wes Butters hailing a black cab on Great Portland Street after his Radio 1 early breakfast show.
You were spotted in the papers yesterday as well, drinking in some sort of fancy bar in North London.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't tell you.
Which bar or which paper?
No, I mean, which bar?
Oh, I wasn't going to say, because I wanted to protect your anonymity, Wes.
Yeah, but I don't go out.
It was the Black Cap in Camden. So, listen.
Never been there.
So you're walking Liar. Home. You're walking home today.
Is that a dodgy bar?
Oh, it's a great bar, from what I believe.
Right.
I've been there. It's great. Huh?
Yeah.
Women can go there safely. So, anyway.
I've never been there.
All right, fine.
Haven't been there.
Are you walking... The old priest told, have you been there?
What?
Are you walking home today after your show?
No, after I've done my chart recap with you.
No. Because I think you should do your chart recap whilst you're walking home. Because then, number one, it'll create a nice little bit of a radio bit where you're outside in lovely London on the telephone. And number two, we'll actually find out the truth about whether you do walk home or indeed hail a cab on Great Portland Street as soon as you get outside the door.
Good idea, but yes. Walking through, you know, take for example the Hollywood star today who got mugged in a park.
Right.
You know, I could get mugged in a park. You know what I mean? If I give away my location and I'm on the phone...
Who's going to mug you?
Some mugger.
Some mugger.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't think you have anything to be scared of.
I don't want to be the next Kevin Spacey.
Well, for many reasons.
Well, you're heading towards it as we speak. I will talk to you later, and you will be outside, and you will be on the phone when you do your chart recap.
Yeah, outside my house.
Yeah, all right, then. But you have to be outside.
Okay.
Which means you can't get a taxi home.
Oh,
thank you very much. What was that? The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1. That is Wes. A random Bert Kwok impersonation. Thank you, Wes. You are very good. Morning, it's Monday. It's 6:58. This is Radio 1. Good morning.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
We've got him. Dave has just made a very good point. If Wes is walking home, right, supposedly. Wes, Mr. DJ, if you've just woken up this morning, but hello, 7 o'clock, hello. Wes, who's doing early breakfast this week, has been lying to the nation saying that he walks home after his show every day. Well, he's got to be on the show later this morning on the phone when he does his chart recap. So I've gone, so great, you'll be outside, right? Dave's just made a very good point. I'll be in his taxi going home. Phone will ring, he'll go, stop the cab, let me get out. Yeah, I'll keep the change. Hello? Notice he doesn't say, yeah. You know, you're talking rubbish or you're a liar or anything
you're
like that.
You're talking rubbish.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
We've got your Butters.
Have you?
Me?
Right. So anyway, you walk it home, we will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Wes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Listen. Taxi! One. Liar. Anyway, morning then. It's Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles coming up. The Rasmus and the Black Eyed Peas. After we get some news to sport for Dom and Chills, it's 7:01.
It's another good night for the office.
And Celtic win the Scottish Premier League.
Newsbeat is 7:04.
Okay, explain to me why you would then mention someone's name and just give up halfway through.
I can only say I've no idea what happened there.
All right, we'll play the Black Eyed Peas next after we hear from Dominic with the... Now, if we all talked like that, no one would know what was going on.
My words just stopped.
Her name was abbreviated to Condor.
Condoleezza Rice.
As in Condor Man with Michael Crawford.
I know her very well.
The great movie where he had wings and could
was
fly
he also
Eiffel Tower.
Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of which, did anybody hear Vernon's show yesterday with people phoning up doing impressions? the worst impressions you have ever heard, and we need to get the audio of the final. I won't tell you any, if no one heard it.
No.
Right, Juliet's got an excuse. She was working, but the rest of you, where's your support for the people that pay your wages? Anyway, I was
listening. Bernard doesn't pay my wages.
Ever. Well, Radio 1's. Anyway, can we get the audio of the final? It was about 12, just before 12, maybe. Or just after 12. And he had defined with the two finalists of the great impressions from the listeners that were awful. Awful. One guy doing a Frank Butcher went, answer the phone, Ricky. That was it. And Vernon's killing himself laughing, obviously high from the night before. You know what it's like. You know, I know what he does on a Friday night before a Saturday show, so I don't, you know, imagine what Saturday night's like.
We'll talk about that later.
So anyway, so we'll play that clip later on. It was very, 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 very...
Good morning to you people. We're here to sing for you. Because we are Christmas singers. That's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup. And if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up.
Aloha.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
A conversation we're having in the studio already. 7:13 and Rachel's already gone, what? Talking about doing the London Marathon, and Dominic goes, seriously, what's the average, you know, what's the time for slow people to do it in? About 4.5-5 hours? Rachel goes, no! What was your time when you did the marathon? Not that you did it yesterday.
It was about 5.5.
About
well, you
five
have to take
half.
The bit off at the start.
Right.
What bit?
We know
the first 2 hours.
You queue.
But they don't count the queue.
No. When you go under the clock at the beginning, because it might take you 20 minutes to get to the start line, because there's so many people running.
It was about 5:27, I think. 5:27 and 43 seconds. Actually, that feels right. Yeah.
About 5:27 and 43 seconds. Rachel didn't do it yesterday. She couldn't run a bath these days. But
you've got a gammy knee now.
I could run.
Yeah, but you choose not to?
No, I've started doing it again.
I did the London Marathon yesterday.
Well, what time did you do it?
Right, what did I say to you?
You said, what time did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
What did I tell him to say?
The word that you put in, which is incorrect,
yes,
is time.
Yeah, you ruined,
what did you do
you
it in?
The gag.
Oh,
the punchline
sorry.
Being a taxi.
Okay, do it again.
I did the London Marathon yesterday.
What did you do it in?
A taxi.
Hey! Sorry, that was rubbish. I'm sorry.
This whole link's ruined now. You ruined that. I had loads of gags about the marathon, you ruined them all. Well, we're thinking about doing it next year. And we're thinking about walking it, and we'll be the last ones to finish.
As long as we're back for Monday morning.
Yeah.
That's if we're still doing the breakfast show next year.
Of course we will. We have the rest of the lineup.
Mm.
So, no, I think we should do it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll be up for that.
Juliet was reporting on the London Marathon. She did an excellent job, apparently. So congratulations to
you. Not see her?
Hey?
You not see her?
I was very, very busy. look, I was going around children's hospitals in the London area giving teddies and Power Rangers.
I saw one link where she was interviewing some guy called Rob, or I suppose he must have been called Rob, because he had a big sign above his head saying Rob, and then just as you're about to speak, the satellite feed cut out, and then I had to turn you over because the pay-per-view game was starting and I bought it.
That's support.
I've just been clocked in Starbucks.
Have you? What, from your marathon appearance?
Someone just said to me, you look a lot warmer than you did yesterday.
Oh, hey!
There's a lot
famous.
Of love for you, actually, on the text. Is Jules on the market? She is fit, I would. Gaz. Oh, she is fit, I would. Gaz, in Cavendish Street. other people saying, no wonder Dom makes such a meal of the news, sitting next to such a hottie. Is something else? The final one, tell Juliet I think she's gorgeous, from Tom near Hereford.
There really are a lot of Neanderthal knuckle-draggers who listen to the show. There really are. Bouncing off the walls of their straitjackets. Texting with their teeth.
Carry now, on.
I believe you're wearing a tracksuit, is that right?
No.
What were you wearing?
I can't remember.
It was yesterday, Jules.
A red sort of tracksuit kind of top.
Right.
A white top, a red sports bra.
Hang on a second, was that visible?
No.
So there's no need for you to add that bit in at all.
I just thought I'd wear it anyway.
Okay.
And some green combat trousers.
Wow, what a hottie, I'm telling you. Anyway, so that was London Marathon. We didn't do it, but we might do it next year. In a taxi. I've never returned to love somebody. 7:17. Now all that I need is honesty. Tune. Deepest Blue, Give It Away. I did the London Marathon yesterday, Dave.
What did you do it in?
A taxi. What time did you do it in? Cheers, Dom. It's 20 past seven. Juliet not working it out, not realising that she really shouldn't say at such an early hour of the day what colour bra she was wearing. She didn't even mention a bra. And all the text messages come flooding in.
Red bra and no knickers?
Yeah, exactly right. Did nobody tell Juliet that red and green should never be seen? Etc, etc. Morning, Chris, Rachel and Juliet, two top heavy lovelies on the show. I believe they missed me out. Anyway, right, on the text messages, I got one from a mate reminding me to say hello to some girl that said hello to us in the pub last night. So, morning, Zoe, if you're listening. Hello. There were three girls just sitting in the pub.
How were they?
Yeah. So, Tim reminded me to say hello. So, morning, Zoe. She was sitting with, like, she was sitting with a little friend who was kind of like a little chubby Christina Aguilera. She didn't listen, so I can say that about her. In fact, she's not listening. She was like a fat Christina Aguilera. And good morning to Francis, who starts his new job at 9 o'clock this morning.
Morning, Francis.
Yeah. Listening to the only show that counts in the morning.
It's a stonker.
Yeah. And not the one that he follows. Right, so, buzz off. Are you ready?
Yep.
If you like the CD I'm about to play, text buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text buzz off to 81199. 81199 is the number, either buzz off or buzz on for this classic CD. Sing it, Alice.
Shut up, then.
Let him sing if he wants to sing.
No, it's fine.
Let's go this long.
This is a good karaoke classic.
Buzz.
Aled Buzz.
You cannot, Rachel, say, when listening to the original, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, say, this is a karaoke classic.
I love the track.
No, yeah, no, it's a great record, which may also be a good song to do at karaoke.
It is 7:24.
What does that mean?
I'm engaged with Jane by 8.
At 8:24 it becomes a classic? Speaking of which, by the way, karaoke classics, we were at a do on Friday night, which we'll tell you about later, and Dominic Byrne sang with Chappers, a beautiful karaoke. In fact, he sang with a couple of people. I've never heard a voice like that in my life. If Van Gogh had been there, he'd chopped his other bloody ear off. But he was beautiful. And I wish I had some audio of it. We do have it somewhere, because somebody recorded it on their phone, and he can hear you belting it out. Also, Vernon Kay singing Elvis Presley. In fact, Vernon Kay singing everything. The guy was unstoppable.
He was up before we'd had our dinner.
He wouldn't sit down.
I heard him talking on Saturday about it.
He's not backwards and coming forward, is he? Seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be starting the karaoke show. Vernon's on. Come on! Here we go! Hey, let's have it!
You missed a good one, Rachel.
Oh, I was gutted.
Anyway, more later.
Yeah, we'll have to tell that story later on, because it's very, very funny. Isn't that right? Birthday by Dave. Hello. All I'll say, the funniest bit about the story, let me just tell this very quick story. Right, Chinese restaurant, karaoke, right, Chinese guy doing the karaoke, right, you've probably been to a night like this, great night. And his English ain't 100%, it's got to be fair, so he goes, okay, next is Pauline, and there's one table that's not in our party, it's a separate party, Pauline, so this girl gets up, oh, it must be my turn to sing, walks all the way the length of the floor, all the way up to the back, he goes, I am Pauline, and hear your song, and she goes like this, she looks at the screen, that's not my song, looks at the piece of paper written down, and she goes, that says Tony. That's what I said. Pauline. Tony. So for Paulines and Tonys everywhere, this is just for you. Pauline. Birthday by Dave. It's Dominic and Chappers. 7:27, it's Radio 1. Good morning. Chill out. What she yet? Being complicated. You shouldn't laugh. It's bad, apparently.
It's bad.
Oh, dear. Next up to sing Dominic and Chappers. I'm like,
but the best one was, because we've got a mate called Chris Humphreys, who's known as Humpty, right? It's his nickname.
Because he's fat.
And the best thing was, late on in the evening, and he's there, and kind of go, and next up to sing on the stage is Humpty. Great. Beautiful moment.
Oh, man. It's when you're sitting there and you're having a really good night. Let's say it was any karaoke night and you're sitting there having a great time going. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, the thing about this, that and the other, talking to your mate and they go, and next up is Dave and Chris. And everyone looks at you and you go, what? What? Who's done that? Yes, come on up to stage. Oh, sod, what have you done? Ben Cooper, our boss, left. Right, had a nice night and then said goodbye to everyone and left. He'd just been at the door for 2 minutes and they called his name out. So close to getting the boss up to sing. And that would have been a brilliant version of I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Fire. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Whatever it was, I don't know. Anyway, more about that later on. Coming up next, Danny Minogue, seriously, and NERD, which is good. After we get some news from Dominic at 7:32.
And the big news this morning is Britain's top TV award.
Now, a bit of aggro to tell you about at the World Snooker Championship in Sheffield yesterday. Basically, Quinton Han, he's an Aussie, he threatened to take out Andy Hicks at the Crucible Steps after he lost his first round match.
Yeah, and he shook my hand and he goes, well, you're not top 16 next year. No big deal, but I thought it was a bit low, you know. I wasn't happy about it, I knew he was going to say it anyway. I think I said, you're short and bald, and you always will be, and I said, you can have me outside whenever you want.
And just quickly, in the Tetley Super League, London beat Widnes 34-18.
Hang on a second. So, the guy who started it,
Quinton Han was the guy speaking then, but the guy who started it was Andy Hicks.
So who's who?
Quinton Han's the guy we just heard from.
Is he English?
No, he's Aussie.
Right, and where's the other one from?
Devon.
And we support him, right?
Yeah, of course we do.
Right, well, let's get that on pay-per-view.
It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Fighting with, two snooker stars fighting?
Quinton Ham.
Han.
Oh.
Not ham as in boiled.
Q's at the ready.
Right.
And the weather. Some sunshine around this morning, but heavy rain's on the way too.
Great. One road
travel. It's A1 in Lincolnshire Monday. A lorry has shed a load of breeze blocks southbound at the junction with the B1174 at Great Gonnaby. One road travel. On Radio 1. It's now 7:36.
Did you pronounce that right?
I hope so.
Is it Gonnaby?
I hope so.
Gonnaby delays there.
You can always you can always phone the BBC Radio Pronunciation Department. Or you can now, and I only found this out the other day, log online to the internal BBC internet, and you can type in the word, and in a Stephen Hawking lady voice, we'll speak it back to you.
Brilliant.
So we played with it the other day. I don't want to say if it's right or wrong, or because I'm sure the pronunciation department put a lot of work into this. But if you know that place in Wales with a very, very long name.
Yes.
If I wanted to know how to pronounce that correctly, I would go to the BBC Pronunciation internal website, type in the name, and it would tell me how to pronounce it. Now, I'm no expert in Welsh, but if I said, you imagine they go, excuse me, hello, can I help you, fat man? Yes, I was trying to find the following. Get my dictaphone out and play it. I would like to... Can you tell me how to get to... Click. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's brilliant. Every so often, that's nice.
It's like Twin Peaks has returned. This is like she's talking backwards. Yeah, where you go, mate? Can you take me to... Certainly. Not a problem. £7, please.
Don't say it. I hope it's great Gonnaby anyway, or Gonnaby.
Right, well, anyway, there you go. So look out for those problems on the A1 in Lincolnshire Monday.
That's right.
Rebecca Lewes, yes, she's on telly later. Now, I know there's some, we can't really talk about lots of this story for obvious reasons. Mainly, we don't want to get our ass sued. And two... Everyone's kind of got different opinions, and I really am not allowed to give my opinion because I might get into trouble. But, for those blokes, if you watched that interview the other night on Sky One, just to the blokes, if you watched it with your missus, you know the comments that your missus was making during it? I'm not a million miles away. Now, I wasn't there in your living room when you watched it, but I can predict if it's anything like what my girlfriend was said when she was watching the repeat last night, I can't say these things.
Was that very similar to what my wife said, which I told you about the other day?
Pretty much, yeah. Richard and Judy live later on this afternoon. Now, I'm hoping that Richard Madeley goes for it. Talented broadcaster, journalist, I believe, as well. He's got to do it. He's got to set up a great interview. More importantly than that, Judy, the legend that is the Finney. She has got to forget all her professionalism and take woman to woman. L to L. That's French, that. Right? And she's got to say what everybody's thinking. She has to ask these questions. This could be the biggest interview they've ever had since Amanda Holden. and it's live as well, so there's no kind of pussyfooting around it.
Welcome back.
So this could be good. And Richard and Judy, if you're listening in your cars on the way in, not making out your separate cup, maybe you've had a row. What do you do if you had a row? I'm not talking to you either. Car's here, darling. I'm sitting in the front, you sit in the back. I don't know. But anyway, later on today, 5 o'clock on Channel 4. That's my afternoon. No rock and roll drinking lifestyle for me. I'm watching Richard and Judy. So, you're named after a toilet. How does that work?
Jeff Man, Dave Man, Chris Man, Rich Man, Alan Man, Jules Pet Man, Ant Man, Deck Pet Y Man, Deck Man, Ant Pet Man. Jeff Man, Dave Man, Chris Man, Rage Man, Alan Man, Jules Pet Man, and a Jeffy Man, and an Antidote Man, and a Pet, and a Man, and a Jeff Man.
Let's go back in time with a classic from Danny Minogue. Hip Hip Hooray. 7:41. Any RD. 7:46 in the morning, it's Radio 1, Monday. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of BBC Radio. Right, one big weekend is this coming weekend. If you don't have tickets, but you still fancy going, doesn't matter where you live in the UK, because we might sort it out for you. We'll give you details just after 8 o'clock this morning. So after 8 o'clock is when you need to be listening. The details of how you can be going to one big weekend in Derry, Northern Ireland. Doesn't matter where you live in the UK. If you live in Madrid and you listen on the internet, forget it. Just take the mickey. Loads of things to talk about today. Loads.
Literally loads.
Including this.
This is the official Chart Show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Where are you, Wes? Oh, she's online too. Yeah, you failed to tell me that, Rach. That's vital to the link. Where are you, Wes? Line 2 is now the answer.
Sorry.
This is the official Chart Show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Where are you, Wes?
Line 2, Chris.
And where else are you?
Primrose Hill, Chris.
Primrose Hill in lovely, lovely London.
NW3, I believe.
I'm not aware, I don't know. I've never been to that area.
Mm.
Where
have
you walked all the way home from work?
Yeah, I have.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, you see, you've heard of the Atkins diet, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm doing the Goifer diet.
The what?
The Goifer, get off your fat ass diet.
Get off your fat ass.
You see what I've done there?
Yeah, very nice.
And I'm walking home.
Why is this fitness thing come about? Why are you feeling the need to get fit?
You know, I'm stepping for Limone.
Right.
And she's doing Olympic training and being all healthy and stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
And just had a bad week of drinking and smoking a bit too much and thought, I'm going to be healthy like Limone.
Okay. So exactly where are you now?
I'm like, Primrose Hill.
Are you actually in the Primrose Hill Park?
Yes.
Are you on the top of the hill or the bottom of the hill?
I'm going up the hill now.
Really?
As I speak, yeah.
Because I believe when you get to the top, there's a lovely view of all the sights of London.
Oh, there's a lovely view.
Okay. It's also quite windy.
It's quite windy as well.
I'm not sure if he's really outside or just standing in front of his aircon in his flat.
Swear to God I am.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And you can hear the birds.
I know, isn't it lovely?
Oh, you could.
Just nearly got savaged by a dog.
Are you sure you're
those
not?
Aren't birds?
You said
you've
over
got a sound effects CD.
No, I did think about that, but I thought, no, I best walk home today, seeing as how I've done it for the last 5 days.
Okay. You haven't walked home yet once, have you?
No, I have. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
You're such a liar.
You should do it after your show. Walk home. It's so refreshing.
You know, I like the idea of Wes standing in the middle of a park in London, right, walking up a hill with a phone in one hand and the top 10 chart in the other.
That's just how it is now.
Is there anybody else in the park around you?
Just dog walkers.
Really?
Runners and flashers.
Right, so you're in good company?
Yeah, I am.
Right, dogs and flashers.
Mm.
Right. All right, well, congratulations on walking home.
Thanks very much.
Okay, I'm very proud of you.
I know. Well, you know, all the DJs should do it.
Unless you kind
of... Yeah, if you don't live that way, though, it's pointless, isn't it?
If you live in Surrey, that's a bit harsh. Hey, Joe Wiley lives, like, about 100 miles away.
Well, she could have a go, do 5 miles a day.
By the end of the week, she'll be 500 miles away.
Exactly.
All right, so are you ready to do a live from Primrose Hill in London top 10 rundown?
I'm doing it now.
All right, here we go, then. The official top 10 with Wes, live from a park in central London.
Twister down 3, number 10 with Slow Jams. Down 3 at number 9 is Special D. Oh, my God, people are walking their dog wondering what I'm doing. Hello?
Don't stop halfway through the chart.
No, it's a devil dog. He was going to bite me. Special D, come with me, is down 3, number 9. Down 3 at 8 is DJ Casper, the chart slide. Peter Doherty featuring Wolfman for Lovers, you're number 7. 6 is down 5, McFly. Down 3 at number 5, Yeah, from Usher. Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Can I just stop you? Are you now going up the steep bit of the hill?
Can you tell?
Yes, I can.
Anastasia left outside the line, a non-mover at number 4. 3, another non-mover, Rasmus in the Shadows. two is brand new, D12 and my band. And number one is brand new, Eamon and Fit. I don't want you back.
Right.
It's now.
Are you now at the top?
I'm now at the top.
Hey! Right, describe to the people listening all over the UK, especially the people out of London, what you can see.
This is the best view ever in London. It's like, you can see the entire... Oh, God, I'm so tired. You can see the entire sort of, well, all of London, really.
Skyline is the word you're looking for?
Highlights, yes. The Millennium Wheel, you can see the Post Office Tower. You can see Canary Wharf. You can see, you know, the aviary at London Zoo, where they keep the birds in, that looks like something out of Jurassic Park. You can see that, fine.
Wes, you're quite literally at the top of the charts.
I'm top of the chart hill.
You are so out of breath.
I know. This is why, you know, I'm going to start somewhere, haven't I?
That's true. I'm very proud of you. I think you've done an excellent job.
Thank you.
Okay, would
you want to join me one day? I'll hang around for you. If you want, and we can walk home together, because you walk this
nothing
way, don't you?
Nothing would give me more pleasure, well, I'll tell a lie, getting a cab home would, but
right.
I understand what you're trying to do, and maybe one day I will walk with you to the pub. Right. I don't know if they've already tagged the number one.
I think they might have, actually.
No, they haven't. You can do it, then. Off you go!
This is Eamon, a new entry for number one, and Fred, I don't want you back, and catch me back on the official chart show, Sunday, 4 o'clock, Radio 1.
Bye!
Goodbye!
Somebody just texted in saying, you know, they blank out the swear word in it. Sounds like he's sniffing.
Don't mean now.
Yeah, listen. Oh, they stopped it. Thanks. Cheers. Perfect timing.
Hey. Take it to Wes. That's number one. Can't believe it.
It's not even that good. I mean, it's all right. Mm. We're all used to it now. It's not that good. There are better songs. D12. I love that D12 record.
Number two, wasn't it, that?
Yeah. And the video's great as well. Anyway, well done, Eamon. I'm sure he'll be back with many, many great songs and won't be a one-hit wonder. And that's it. I don't want you back. Radio 1. So Thrills and Santa Cruz from Radio 1. After 8 o'clock this morning, details of how you could be going to One Big Weekend in Northern Ireland this coming weekend. Doesn't matter where you live in the UK, we will get you there. Details coming up after 8 o'clock. The Thrills, Santa Cruz.
Cause Santa Cruz, you're not that far.
Saturday night, what did you do, Dave?
Saturday night, I was still out from the football. I was at Stamford Bridge on Saturday afternoon.
I never told you, because I thought you'd be busy.
Hmm.
I got a text message on Friday saying, just to let you know that you and Soph and Dave and everyone, you're invited to... you've been invited on Saturday night by Liz, brackets AK, so let me know if you want to go. So I've gone, I don't know anyone called Liz. We don't know Lizzie.
Liz AK.
He's like, what's AK? What's that?
Lizak?
Liz brackets AK. Anybody? Bar Rachel, who's looking at the newspaper in front of me.
No.
So I've gone, hang on. Liz Atomic Kitten? That can't be right, can it? And so I text back and go, what? Liz Atomic Kitten? That can't be right, can it? She thinks I'm an idiot. And I get a one back saying, no, she personally invited you. And I'm like, what to? Well, I don't think I can make it. I'll let you know. And I open the paper today. And there it was. It was Liz's 23rd birthday party at a posh London club on Saturday night. Why the hell was I invited to that?
Don't know.
She thinks I'm a moron.
Yeah, she doesn't, does she?
I thought so.
She's probably at the match on Saturday as well. Big Evertonian.
You could have got a lift back with her.
Yeah.
You know, would have been great. So anyway, I declined on your behalf. I hope that was the right thing to do.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Any other bands that you want me to send down invitations for, just let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Apparently Eamon's been on the phone.
Really?
If you come to his number one celebratory party. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him you're in busy. Right.
Do one.
Right, so details about the One Big Weekend prize coming up in a second. Big Brother's New Flow, Franz Ferdinand, all coming up. There's some news of sport with Dom and Jules. It's 2 minutes past eight.
The big winners are the BAFTAs.
And Celtic win the Scottish...
Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's 5 minutes past eight.
Congratulations to the BBC for sweeping up at the BAFTAs this year. The BBC, finest broadcasting network in the world. 17 awards, 11 of them went to BBC. Eat that, ITV.
Rubbish.
Best actor, best actress, BBC. Entertainment performance, comedy performance, BBC. Drama Serial, BBC. All of them. Look at that. Current Affairs, BBC. Lou Grade Award for Entertainment, BBC. Sitcom, BBC. Comedy Programme, BBC. We won nothing, by the way, in the television BAFTAs.
We never do well there,
not
do
one,
we?
Not one nomination for Live with Chris Moyles. Mm. Or Reverse a Word. Nothing. I was very disappointed.
Not even an honourable mention for Reverse a Word.
No, no.
I think it's too early, because I think that gets counted for next year's ones.
Yeah.
Because it was in the wrong category.
Do you think that's why, do you reckon?
And in the Sun newspaper, all the lovely ladies looking gorgeous. Kirsty Gallagher. Good Lord. Hello, love. Woohoo! Hey? She's not a small girl, is she?
Nope.
Not in that dress. She's fit, isn't she? I like her. She does sport, doesn't she?
She used to. I don't know if she still does.
She's more entertainment now.
She does funny video programs.
She is, I've got to say, Kirsty Gallagher, what a piece of ass with an amazing rack on her, but what a crap, god-awful presenter she is on those stupid video shows. If you're like me and you have a dog, you might find these funny. Shut up! Just get your top off. That's all we care about. Don't even speak during the video clips. Just go... Hmm? Just sit there. You know the muscle guys who go dum 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 dum.
That's what you like her to do.
The back muscles go. She just did that with a breast. Boing 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 boing. Here are more videos. That's all I want to see.
That's right.
Let's be honest. You know. Mm. Anyway, so she's in the paper. Jenny Faulkner, the girl who does some entertainment show on GMTV, Scottish lady. She looks fit. The girl who plays Tracy Barlow, God bless her, she's an almost for the rest of her life, isn't she? She's almost there.
Mm.
Almost pretty. Just falls at the last hurdle. Especially in that photo with her Derby-winning teeth. But Tina Hobley, orange face! She looks like David Dickinson with a girl's wig. Look! Now, she's pretty. I think she's pretty. Look at the face on that!
Maybe she's been on holiday.
You know when you've been tangoed, Hobley. Anyway, so there you go. But Kirsty Gallagher's breasts in that top. Hubba hubba. You know what? If you were like me and you were like doggies, shut up. Anyway, there you go. So congratulations to the BBC. 11 out of 17. That'll be you one day, Dave.
One day.
David Jason standing there going, I'm very pleased to say that the winner is Comedy Dave for Reverse a Word. Hooray! That'd be a beautiful moment in your life.
I think so.
Let's try it now, shall we?
Okay.
And the BAFTA goes to... Dave Vitti for Reverse a Word.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank the Academy for all their support with Reverse a Word. Obviously, to all the people that made it, and all the backroom people, and the writers, and production people. It's a great honour. Thank you very much.
Comedy Dave there, picking up his first and last ever BAFTA Award. And now, Big Brothers!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is my pleasure to introduce to you all...
Really incredible with that, Franz Ferdinand and Matinee. Franz Ferdinand gonna be at One Big Weekend, by the way. We're in Londonderry at the weekend. It's going to be absolutely massive. It's all going to be on the radio, so if you can't get there, you'll hear it all. Part of BBC Music Live. All the tickets have gone. But there is one final chance to go by entering what we're calling our VIP competition.
Nice.
All this week, giving you the chance to win the last few One Big Weekend tickets. Plus, on Friday, we have a really cool prize to give away for the final. We'll upgrade your One Big Weekend tickets to include backstage passes, so you can hang out. Lots of shows are coming backstage, live from the backstage area. VIP passes to the guest area. So I'm so excited, I'm so nervous.
You can't get your words out.
I know. So you might meet some of the artists performing. You will watch the show from the side of the stage. We'll put you up in a lovely hotel in... We'll put you up in Derry.
Hotel?
Yeah. We will get you from where you live to the event and back, wherever you are in Britain. And the big one is, the day of the gig, we will fly you into the site in your own helicopter.
That's proper showbiz, isn't it?
Robbie Williams did it at Nebworth. You'll do it in Derry. So all over the weekend, people have been registering for the competition. Later on, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call somebody who's registered. We have a chat with them. Then we're going to call up one of their mates. If their mate answers the phone with our little winning phrase, then you are a winner. So I'm right in saying you win tickets and you go through to the final, right?
You are correct.
Thank you. So you'll get a pair of tickets for the one big weekend, but more importantly, you go into the final for the big draw for the VIP helicopter trip, all that rubbish, right? So if you've registered already, here's today's winning phrase. That's today's winning phrase. Would you like to say what it is?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
If we call you back, you must answer the phone with the following words in this order. Hello, Radio 1, give me my one big weekend tickets. That phrase again. Hello, Radio 1, give me my one big weekend tickets.
You don't need to say it as bored as that. You can put a bit of life into it if you want.
You could scream it if you want.
You can go, hello, Radio 1, give me my one big weekend tickets. You know, you don't have to go it like Dave just did it.
Hello, Radio 1, give me my one big weekend tickets.
Right, so if you've registered, make sure all your mates are listening and you know what today's phrase is, because we might call you back later on. Hello, Radio 1, give me my one big weekend tickets. Still time to register if you haven't done it already. Either call 08700 100 100, go through to option 6 on the normal phoning number. 08700 100 100, go to option 6 or go to Radio 1 online and follow the links. Before 9 o'clock, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets. Stay listening.
Listen to Radio 1 all this week for more chances to become a One Big Weekend VIP. Make sure you register. 08700 100 100 or at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 now.
Let's go! Boosted! I'm going to regret writing that song, because every flight they take now for the next 2 years, the ugly buck-tooth air hostess will come up and go,
I heard your song about air hostesses. Hey, boys, we'll be flying over France later.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Cheers.
I've messed my pants.
You know why? We'll be flying over France. We're only going to Glasgow. Anyway, busted air hostess. What's the great line again, Dave?
I messed my pants when we flew over France.
There he goes. He's obviously crap air hostess, spilling drinks everywhere. You know, maybe there's a bit of turbulence. I don't know.
Oh, see, I didn't think of it that way.
Really?
Hmm.
Which way did you think of it? 8:23.
Weekend. Get ready for the first one big weekend of 2004. Only on Radio 1.
It's a waste of my time. It's a waste.
What's up?
Waste of my time reading these. Can you record some lines for our one big weekend trail? 8 pieces of A4 later. Half an hour of my life. Hit the bloody advert. I'm saying Franz Ferdinand. That's it. In every variation of that thing, this weekend, tomorrow, later today, highlights, listen, every single version of that trail I read out. Well, what didn't I? How long? 20 minutes of my time that I could have spent in the bookies? Or watching virtual horse racing on Sky. And what a waste. And there we are, Franz Ferdinand. That's all they used. Knock that one out in a second. Here you go, Franz Ferdinand. There you go, edit that up, boy. Who does that? Is that Colin? On-air internal memo time, right, to Colin. Here's an on-air internal memo.
Isn't this what email is for?
Yeah, but I haven't got time for it. Okay. I'm a busy man. I'm entertaining the nations. Colin from Chris. Please, in future, when you're going to waste 20 minutes of my time, can you let me know in advance, after reading reams and reams of A4 for your stupid little silly trail when you play DJ Mixer Boy upstairs, you only used me twice introducing two bands. I wasted half my life in the studio for free reading it out. Next time, you can stick your reeds up your backside. End of on-air internal memo. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the way forward.
It's good to talk.
Saves on computer paper. Mm. Anybody else want to do an on-air internal memo, let me know and I'll give you the later.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the bed.
50 Cent, if I can. It's 8:28, Monday morning. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles.
How are you today? Thank you.
Anybody else want to do an on-air internal memo?
I've got one, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, can you pass me the...
No, because you'll get it wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I've worked it out now. This is what it is. So this is the... To grab everybody from who works at Radio 1 to go get their attention. It's blue, yellow, and the kind of reddy-orangey one. Because I did earlier, and that's wrong. By the way, I can do 50 Cent... Hey! Sorry, then. So are you ready?
You ready? You ready?
Okay.
Internal memo for BBC colleagues from Dave. Can whoever's invented the new game of seeing how much toilet paper you can put down the gents' and ladies' toilets in the studio building here, please stop. Kind thoughts, Dave.
There you go. Anybody else for any more? Alan, do you want to do one?
I've got one.
It's the new feat. It saves on writing this boring emails. Here we go.
From Aled to Radio 1 Internal. Could, if the photocopier breaks on you in the afternoon, do you mind fixing it so that I don't have to try and do it at 5 a.m? Thank you, Aled.
Any more for any more? Rachel, your yellow belly. Is she gobbing off during that last record? No? Alrighty then.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
It's over here anytime you want it. It's right here. So let me know. Get your email worded and we'll do it for you later on. I'll be there all day. Right, coming on then. We might give away a big pair of tickets for one big weekend in the next half hour. When I say I might, which means we will, obviously, I'm just doing that DJ trailer head thing. Timberlake coming up, Narcotic Thrust. Thrust?
Frost.
Narcotic Thrust. Them as well. The Narcotic Thrust tribute band. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning is Britain's top TV awards, the BAFTAs. It was a... And the weather, sunshine and showers, but the rain will turn heavier again as the day goes on.
Any snow?
In Devon, apparently.
One road travel.
It's A1 in Lincolnshire Monday. A lorry has shed a load of breeze blocks southbound at the junction with the B1174 at Great Gonnaby.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And it's now 8:35.
There is big news about to come out of Dominic's mouth. First, it was Tom Cruise. Then, Renee Zellweger. After that, Jennifer Aniston, Ben Stiller and a man called John Hamburger. Who will be the next Hollywood A-lister to feel the questions from Dom's tongue?
Chris?
Yes?
My next interview will be with... Uma Thurman.
Whoa! Uma? Uma? Dominic. Dominic Uma. Another great day.
Very, very excited.
How long do you have with her?
Well, there lies a question. Originally, 20 minutes.
20 minutes with Uma. 20 minutes in a room with Uma Thurman.
Now it's 10 minutes.
10 minutes? What happened there?
Don't know. We lost 10 minutes somewhere. And then probably when it comes to the interview, it's going to be... For 5 minutes, probably.
She needs to be in a room with you for 10 minutes.
I think 10 minutes would be good. I think we can get enough out of her in 10 minutes.
Is this to promote Kill Bill 2?
Yes, it is. Which
Kill Bill again?
I went to see with Alid last week, and it's brilliant. It's really good.
Back row of movies with Alid eating popcorn.
No, there was no popcorn.
Did you do that popcorn trick?
No.
Yeah, that's what he means, there's no popcorn.
Oh, I see.
That's not popcorn!
I didn't even know what that trick was until the other day.
No.
It was something entirely different.
Were you disgusted when you found out?
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think of the film?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
Very good. It's very different to the first film. The first one, there's lots of violence, obviously, all the way through.
I haven't seen it yet. I'll watch it tonight.
Really good fight scenes in the first one. The second one is more intense in a kind of relationship way, and she's very scary in the second one as well.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
She's hot, though.
She's, yeah, she is, actually.
She's a hottie.
She's good with a sword.
I have heard that.
If I didn't laugh just at the end of Sword, we would have been all right with that.
Will that be one of your questions?
Yes.
Uma, you're very good with a sword. I have a sword of my own. Could you show me some hot moves?
Yeah, that would be the first question.
Maybe save that one to the last question.
Yeah. What about the cheese? Do you want to talk about the cheese?
What's your favourite cheese?
Yeah, do you want
as
that?
Well, why not?
No, Back to the Future
movie. Yeah, yeah, okay. So all the same questions apply.
Okay.
Uma, do you have a nickname? You know, is
there Ooms? Ooms.
You know, if you're Dominic, you shot it to Dom. You know, yeah. If you're Christopher, you shot it to Chris. Uma, what are you? Want to go for a few pints?
Uthu.
Ask her if she'd like to come to a pub with us.
That's a really good idea, because
sooner or later, one of these Hollywood stars is going to go, yeah, why not?
Absolutely, why not?
Rather than sit in my luxurious five-star hotel penthouse suite.
She's in London all week promoting the film. Yep. She could do with some time off.
She's going to be coming over here a lot. She probably has been coming over for years. Does she really have any friends that live here? They could be us.
Exactly. Take to the pub around the corner.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Dominic, it's Uma. Just wondering if you're around. I'm flying over. Maybe we could go down the bingo again. That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, although not bingo.
Why?
I don't know, fear of bingo.
Can I just show you something that'll make you all jealous? What am I holding in my hand?
My wallet.
Let's get out the card of all cards.
What's in your wallet?
It ain't American Express. It ain't Blockbuster Video VIP. No way, Jose. There's my Mecca Bingo membership card. Right there. Look at that. Please call our hotline number should you require any further information or visit our website, mechabingo.com.
Can you not get in without one of those?
I think they're quite strict on the old Mecca Bingo. It's not for any old Tom, Dick and Harry, although you can if you register. So there you go, my Mecca Bingo card. Oh, right next to the guy. I've got to say hello to somebody, which I've been meaning to do for weeks. And next to my dental appointment card, because I'm going to forget. So there you go.
You
can't touch it.
I thought you were all done at the dentist now.
I'm meant to flipping well go back so they can I can pay £80 for a woman to teach me how to brush my teeth. Dave's done it apparently. She's crackers. She plays weird music in the background while she brushes your teeth for you. What's the point of that?
She's like a sort of goth dentist. She plays tapes of The Mission and stuff when she's got a hand down your mouth.
They've gone, what do they call it? What's the title of the hygienist?
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Would you like a book on appointment to the hygienist? I don't know. Why do I want to do that? Oh, they just teach you how to brush your teeth and just clean them up. Surely that's what happens when you brush your teeth. No, but they give them a really good clean.
Don't they scrape?
Right, I can do
that. Yeah, they do it with like some sort of Black and Decker thing.
They get a big metal instrument and scrape. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's like a Black and Decker.
It is.
I don't think it's not
she
that
has,
bad.
She has a manual scraper,
right?
Which is painful.
No, it's not painful.
No, it's not painful at all. And then she has a sort of drill type spinny thing, which is a bit like an orbital sander, but for your mouth.
Right, I'm cancelling it. I ain't going.
And a big workbench. Which is very.
And
weird.
She plays The Mission in the background.
Stuff like that. Well, yeah, Sisters of Mercy.
Sign me up, please. I can't wait. Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck and Vernon Tess and Richard and Will and Gareth Gay. Good morning, the Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. There's something about you. We are looking at you, whatever. Narcotic Thrust. I like it. Pop a doodle.
Do.
8:48. Right, so Friday morning, the show is going to be live from Derry, getting ready for the One Big Weekend with BBC Music Live. I'm giving away the few final tickets to go along to the gig. Earlier on today, we gave out the password, which you'll need to win today. So let's speak to line 5. Hello, line 5.
Oh, God. Hello, Radio 1. Give me my One Big Weekend ticket.
Yeah, not you, idiot. You don't say it.
Who?
One of your mates has to say it.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Carla Watts, hello.
Yeah.
How are you? Carla? Carla.
I'm on the train.
You're on the train?
Yeah.
You know what, though, if we lose signal with you, we have to go somewhere else.
No, I went under a tunnel, but
it's
not looking good for Carla Watts, is it?
Not at all. Oh, have we lost her? Oh! long gone! Tell you what, give her the benefit of the doubt.
One more try?
Yeah. Call her up again, Al. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. And if we can't get through, we'll have to choose another line. She should have been late for work. What's she doing? Getting on a train? Or she wants to get one to win the prizes? How dare these people carry on with their normal day-to-day lives? I've got a radio show to do. So the idea is, we'll talk to Carla. We'll phone one of her five friends that she's nominated. If they answer with the winning phrase, then they get a pair of tickets. Not happening. Oh, cool. Not happening. Right. In that case, line seven. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Who are you?
I'm Chris. I'm from Derry.
Hey! Oh, hey, mate. That'll keep the travel arrangements low. Oh, that'll be good. You put on the bus.
Exactly. It was in the bus or some taxi or something.
I'm telling you. Where was she? She was Portsmouth. We'd have to fly her over with you. Bus ticket.
That's beer money for you, Chris. That's the extra beer money.
Well, that's true. All right, then, Chris. So here's the deal, then. You've given us five of your mates' names and numbers, yes. Right? I'm going to ring one of them. If they have to answer the phone with the right phrase.
Okay.
Just to confirm this one more time, Dominic, the voice of authority in our show, because he reads news,
yes.
He's going to give the final rules for this contest.
Right.
Dominic.
Here are the final rules. Your friend must answer their phone with the password. If they don't answer, you lose. If it's engaged, you lose. If it goes to voicemail, you lose. If they don't answer with the password, you lose.
So nice and simple then, Chris.
Now it's down about Chris.
Okay. Right, here we go then. I'm going to ring one of your friends, and I won't tell you which one I'm ringing. Right?
Right.
Right, slight headphones off, one ear, otherwise I can't hear it. Right, okay. Here we go. Very exciting. Will it work? Oh, yes. Come on, then.
Hello, Radio 1. Give me my one big weekend ticket.
Hooray! Oh, I tell you. Is that Roisin?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, hello. Hello, darling. Say hello to Chris.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
Good,
good.
I'm fine.
There you go.
Great radio.
No idea. It's our own little world. So, Christopher, well done.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Right, hang on there. I'll talk to you in a second. Roisin, well done.
Thank you.
You just won Chris a pair of tickets. Whether he decides to bring you or not, it's his call, so I'm going to let... Well, I can't get involved in such arguments. Right, I might see you at the weekend then, Roisin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, she's gone. Right, so Chris, well done.
Thanks very much, Chris.
You have won a pair of tickets, and here's what we're going to do. We put you into the grand final draw on Friday. Which means that if you win that, you get the VIP passes, the hotel, and you get the massive helicopter flight into the site, which will be really cool.
Cool, that's cool, Chris. Thanks very much.
No worries, mate. I'll definitely see you at the weekend, no matter what happens.
Definitely, Chris. Thanks very much.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Carla, sorry about that. Damn you, tunnels! We're going to do this all day, every day this week, so you can register at any time. Here's the number, 08700 100 100. Go to option 6, and you can leave all your details. Or if you're at work or college or uni, whatever, later or at home tonight, register at Radio 1 online. Follow the links. Do it now. You could be joining us for one big weekend in Derry, so make sure you register. 08700 100 100 to option 6, or go and do it via the website.
Listen to Radio 1 all this week for more chances to become a one big weekend VIP. Make sure you register. 08700 100 100 or at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 now.
Radio 1 is Radio 1.
A few weeks ago, I promised somebody that I'd say hello to them, and I keep forgetting, right? In fact, there's two lots of people. Number one, I went to the Fulham-Leeds game a few weeks ago, and I met some girls from Leeds in a pub, and they wrote down their name on a beer mat and said, please mention us, we definitely listen every morning to Car Park Catchphrase. That beer mat's been sitting on my desk since that day, right? And I just keep forgetting to do it. So I'm saying this now, because I know even though I've mentioned it now, I'll still forget to do it later on. But also, I had to say hello to Jeff Wilkinson. I can't really tell the story because I won't tell. Well, I can, but I won't. And Jeff works in Leeds, and he's a lovely, lovely man. And I promised him that I'd say hello to him, and I just keep forgetting. So, Jeff Wilkinson. Jeff Wilkinson, that's Jeff Wilkinson. Good morning, Jeff. Anybody who deals with Jeff today, if you're buying something, he's a sales guy, right? So if you're buying something and the guy's called Jeff, just go, you're not Jeff Wilkinson, are you? And make his day. Anyone who knows him, friends, family, random members on the street, today's man is Jeff Wilkinson. Thank you.
A tender moment.
You think so?
Hmm.
Oh, really? It's a salesman. I bought some office. Give us a mention. That's the hour. Anyway, it's 8:55. This is Snow Patrol. For Jeff Wilkinson. Last time for you. Tedious link next, Jeff. Then we really have to go. Excellent Snow Patrol and Run. I know a lot of people love them and they won't like what I'm going to say, but I love them, so I'm not being horrible, but I do think that they're the new Delamitri, which I think they should take as a compliment. They should do Spit in the Rain as a cover. I'm telling you. Anyway, are you ready?
Yep.
TD Slink, how do you get to today's from Friday's?
Renegade Master. Renegade is a word often associated with Jeeps, while a master is somebody at the top of their profession. Profession shares many of the same letters as percussion, which is something you'd find in an orchestra. If you add an L to the end of orchestra, you get orchestral, as in Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, who had a top seven hit in 1991 with Pandora's Box. In the world of literature, Pandora was the name of the love interest in The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, the famous novel by Sue Townsend. Sue Townsend shares the same surname as Andy Townsend, who now makes a living as a pundit. A pundit shouldn't be mistaken for a punnet, which is a receptacle used for the collection and transportation of strawberries. Strawberries are often served with cream. Cream of a different type can be used to alleviate the symptoms of genital discomfort. If you remove the last five letters of discomfort, you're left with disco, which is an abbreviation of the French word discothèque, meaning disco. As well as being an ideal environment for dancing, rather,
Hello.
Discos are also a type of crisps. And if you lived on a diet made up entirely of crisps, your weight would surely increase so much so that, within a matter of months, you'd be about the size of a cow. Which links us to this morning's tedious link. It is size of a cow.
Of course, dietary requirement for every cow is loads of crisps.
By the Wonder Stuff.
Right. Let's play the record then now! Bloody great! Seamless link?
Seamless link.
Sure.
Yes.
Many people arguing about if you only ate crisps.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about that.
Would you balloon to the size of a cow?
See, I think you would if you just ate crisps.
Rachel?
Depends on how many packets you have and whether they're light or normal.
Yes.
Yeah, but generally, if you just ate crisps all the time, the likelihood is, I think, that you would get fat.
Let's put it to the test. Alan, for the next month, you're only allowed to eat crisps. We will then measure you. But we'll also take the measurement of an average cow and see if Dave is right.
Okay.
Right. Great record. I would love to see them live. I know they kind of got back together a few years ago, but I wasn't sure if that was just for a few one-off gigs. Wonder Stuff, size of a cow. I love the Wonder Staff. Oh, the Wonder Stuff. And the Wonder Staff, the tribute band.
They're from the Midlands.
They're great. Do you know, also as well, Miles Hunt, the lead singer, I'll say this off the air because I don't want to cause trouble, right? So I'm going to switch the microphones off. Used to be...
No.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. Free tickets and all that. Oh, no, I've done that, sorry.
Seamless, yes.
Half time of the show, which means it's time for the bit where Dave says...
Let's get ready to ramble.
Wonder Stuff, brilliant. So many good songs. So many good songs.
Top band.
Anyway, I love the Wonder Stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
9:05, Monday, half time of the show where we rant and just ramble about nothing. Does anybody have any particular issue that they'd like to bring up?
I was going to bring up the thing about Kirsty Gallagher.
Gallagher again. Right. Because you were talking about her boobs before.
Yeah.
And I hadn't really seen the pictures.
Yeah.
But now, having seen them,
yeah,
the general consensus in the studio was that they might be a bit saggy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd give her a hand if she wanted to, you know, keep them up.
Two words, spaniel's ears.
Oh, no way. Oh. By who?
Hey?
By who?
Well, that was the general mood afterwards.
Kirsty Gallagher has got fine breasts. There is nothing wrong with them. You know, I'm quite happy to get her in as a guest and we will examine them, you know, close up, just to see, you know, is she, you know, a nice, perfect, top-heavy lovely, or is she a bit droopy?
Hmm.
We can compare and contrast with other top-heavy lovelies.
Could you imagine me fading the agent for that? Hello, we'd like to get her in.
It's work, isn't it? It's got to be better than Kirsty's home videos, right? I think she's a fine, fine woman.
I think she's very attractive, but, you know, it had to be said.
But I don't agree. I think her breasts are lovely. Allard?
Where's the picture?
There
I haven't seen
go.
It yet.
They're in the
there
paper
you go.
There.
Over
okay,
there.
I'll take a look. Which one is it?
That one.
Little Britain catchphrase.
That was in tribute
oh,
to
the
BAFTA.
Oh, by the way, Kelly Brook looking good. I mean, I don't know if she's put a little bit on. She's a bit roundy around the bum, but hubba, hubba, Kelly Brook. No, she,
this
no.
Fantastic.
Oh, no, no, yeah, but there, it's a bit round there.
Yeah, but that's nice.
I wouldn't mind
nice.
If I looked like that.
The fellow goes out with Kelly Brook. What's his name?
Jason Statham.
What a lucky, lucky man he is. We met him once. He seemed like a really nice bloke. Right, so here we go. That's Kirsty Gallagher in the green dress, salad.
Okay.
Droopy affirm. D.O.F.
Yeah, droopy.
No, come on!
But you
on.
See, it's, I tell you what the telltale sign is. It's this bit here. It's the gap in between the cleavage.
What, you know, the
well,
one...
because that should be kept to a minimum, I always believe. And it's... What are you laughing at?
Alan knows, Alan.
You the expert.
Well, yeah, but if it's getting near to 2 inches, I think there. I think you've got problems.
You know why that is, though? Yeah, but, you know, the bigger the gap, the more the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no, this should be
not
together.
Really an expert in this, but no. If they're big, yeah. How can they be put? So these are quite big.
It's
so
all to do with the muscles.
Okay, go to page 3 and have a look at Kelly Brooks.
Oh, God.
God, I've got to teach you.
Right.
Now,
okay.
Now, see the difference.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah?
That's because she's got a bit of support there, that's why.
She hasn't. The bra's smaller than the other one.
Anyway, I believe Allard is now comparing breast sizes of women.
And also...
Amazing what you learn.
It's another first for Radio 1.
Juliet said that she thought that Gallagher had Adam done.
How can Juliet start throwing around accusations like that? Juliet's not your average kind of woman. Granted, she's got something between her legs most women her age don't have. Her breasts. And she can hardly point the finger. Huh? When she goes braless on the beach, she trips up.
Mm.
I mean...
You know, in defence of Kirsty Gallagher, I'm not sure that she has.
I say Kirsty Gallagher is a fine, fine woman. We'll never, obviously, now ever get her on the show, but still...
Should we open the lines for car park catchphrase?
If you wish, Rachel, if you wish.
We've got big issues to deal with.
Yes, if you wish.
You know what, I do wish. So, the lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car park, and know your catchphrases.
I found a CD when I was home in Leeds at the weekend, and I think this could be yet another big hit. I don't know if we can get it re-released, but... I think it's the kind of song that the nation will love or irritate the hell out of them. I'm sorry, Rachel, you're yawning.
Sorry,
am I keeping you up?
No, I'm just a little bit tired.
Really? Anyway, I tell you, this is wonders for my ego. Rachel's yawning. 9 minutes past 9. We're on till 10. So anyway, I found the CD and I would like to know your opinion of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I won't say who it is or what it is. You will recognise the song. It is a cover. And I think this could be another breakfast show favourite. Already. You ready? You won't have heard this before, but I think you'll like it.
I thought you said we'd know it.
Shh. I know the tune. Take it away. Go with it, go with
Can
it.
Can I just...
Yes?
Is it called Bohemian Cassidy?
No, it's not. Oh, stupid. That would be ridiculous. It's a beautiful song. If you have a cat at home, bring the cat into the room and see how it reacts to this. Isn't it lovely? Goose pimples already, kitty. Sing it, cat. Brilliant. More irritating than Colin Murray's voice.
Morning, Colin.
Come on! Take it! Let your cats at home join in. Rachel?
I think I've had enough now.
Really? Dave?
And me.
No,
that's horrible.
No, you're wrong.
Are you sure it's not called Bohemian Cassidy?
I don't know what's wrong with you. None of you have got taste at all. That's Ricky Kitty and the Claws and Bohemian Rhapsody. Do you want to hear another one?
No, it's rubbish.
What?
Rubbish.
Hang on a sec. No, you can't say that. That's track one, by the way. Track two... Kitty cat. Yeah.
There's no kittens.
Well, if you want. Mm-hmm. Come on, everybody. It's There's No Limit, obviously, but with cats, right? Genius.
Go, cat, go.
Take it away, kittens. I'll leave it there. I'm starting to think now you're having too much of a good thing. What do you reckon?
Thanks, Muck.
All right, fine. Muck, as you say, but A-list tomorrow. The fight, those... Yeah. Love that song. That'll be with us on Sunday as we're live from a big tent at One Big Weekend in Londonderry. It's going to be great. Khalees, Avril Lavigne, Streets. Keane. Franz Ferdinand, Ash, and that's Orpheus, which comes out next month. And that's great! I have a few things to talk about here. Take your pick. One Big Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Your surprise from the other night.
We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
No, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I can do, yeah.
Tell everybody what a lovely time you had on Friday night.
I had a fantastic time on Friday. I thought that I was going out for dinner with my wife and a couple of friends, and we were going to this Chinese restaurant. So, in we walk at 8 o'clock, as planned. We walk upstairs, and then suddenly the whole room, the whole top floor of this Chinese restaurant, which also does karaoke, by the way, is all my friends, who have all gathered for a surprise birthday party, unbeknown to me.
All six of us.
All six of you. And it was very, very nice. I was shocked and overwhelmed. As I walked in,
his face went through the floor.
You see, I've never experienced anything like that before. I've been involved in organising surprise do's for people, such as yourself.
Hello.
But never had it done back to me, and it was lovely. So thank you very much.
Highlights of the night.
Highlights of the night was Vernon Kay getting up to sing before we'd even had our Chinese starters. The fella did announce the fact that it was an open stage, open mic for anybody that wanted to do some karaoke, and he hadn't even got the words out of his mouth when he was jostled off the stage by a very excitable Vernon, who then started the first of approximately 8 or 9 renditions, I think he did that night. But he was great. He was top entertainment.
Dave and I sang. We did very well.
What did you sing?
Well, we didn't put this down, but somebody put us down for 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies. Chicken of China and Chinese Chicken and all that.
Which is hard to do after about 8 pints, isn't it?
Dominic Byrne, our very own Dominic Byrne, and Radio 1's sport monkey, Chappers, did something really random. Didn't you do, like, Build Me Up Buttercup or something bizarre like that? Was it Build Me Up Buttercup? That's one for all the old people listening. Obviously, I don't remember that. And my girlfriend decided to sing one or two songs. Actually, no, was it one or two? No, that's right, 15. Can get off the stage at the end. Love, are we going? Love, are we going? I got you, babe! Doo-doo! Doo-doo! Come on, love, we're going. And and our mate, the legendary Tony Byrne, who decided to sing ABBA's Fernando, but changed the words to Ronaldo, the Everton striker.
But the thing is, he's been working on this for months, and he hasn't got the backing of ABBA yet, but he plans to release his version of Ronaldo, and hopes to make a lot of money from it, and...
I can hear them now chanting it on the terraces at Goodison Park.
He decided to use Friday's open mic session as an opportunity to showcase his new lyrics, but the funniest thing was that he hadn't obviously cleared this with his girlfriend. So while he was singing the new Everton-based lyrics of Ronaldo, she was singing Fernando, thus giving this horrendous sound clash on the stage, which didn't go down very well at all.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'll give you the option before I continue,
okay.
Right? Would you like me to mention something which is interesting but might really, 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 really embarrass you? Indirectly embarrass you.
Can I have some more clues before I make up my mind?
It's to do with Friday night. It's to do with your surprise birthday party.
Yep.
Right. I will say what it is. That will embarrass you slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, we can go down a fascinating road of conversation. And game playing. But it's absolutely up to you, and I can't give you any more clues.
Can you tell me off the air briefly?
No.
You've got to.
I can't. It's absolutely, and I mean it's absolutely up to you. That's why I'll say, I think, it might not, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. It might be one of those things where you say to me off the air, I'd much prefer you not to have said that. But.
And it's to do with something that happened on Friday night?
Yes. But then as soon as I've said it, we can then go into a massive conversation. Which will involve other people. And the naming and shaming, maybe, of a few of them. Including people that you know.
I don't recall any hugely embarrassing incidents.
You don't know about this.
Friday night.
This is something that you don't know about.
I would probably err on the side of caution, then.
It's up to you. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I'll never tell you off the air.
Well, I don't know what it is, okay. And I don't want to embarrass.
I want to know what it is. I know it's not really my place, but it's going to bug
me. If you give me some more clues, I might be able to tell you one way or
another. Okay, once I've said it, then a conversation will start, which will involve Alad. Although he doesn't know what I'm about to say.
Then don't say it, then. Don't say it. Do the right thing, Dave.
Well, you see, now, you know, the pendulum is swinging, and now it is getting more attractive.
And maybe Dominic, and everybody who was there, it may involve that.
My concern is over the embarrassing aspect to me and my wife.
It's not, well...
Is it to do with who was singing?
I can't give you clues.
Right. I mean, if the embarrassment was self-contained within Friday evening... then I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's whether it was to do with something before Friday.
No, this comes because of Friday evening.
All right, well, tell it then.
Do you want to say it?
Think of your friends, Dave.
Yes or no? Okay.
Well, yes, then.
All right, here's what you don't know about Friday night, okay?
Hmm.
And it's regarding paying the bill.
Hmm.
Right? And it regards everybody putting in a certain amount of money.
Yeah, shall I say how much?
To cover the bill, yeah.
£40 each, I thought it was.
Okay, well, let's just pause there. Alad, how much did you pay?
Oh, hang on, I'm set up here. Your wife told me to pay some amount. I paid more than your wife told me to pay, but it was still less than 40.
Here's the bottom line of it. Tim is sorting out the money at the end of the night,
yeah,
right?
Tim from accounts.
Towards the end of the night, yeah, Tim's mate from accounts. Comes up to me and goes, we have a little problem. And I'm like, what? He goes, we're short on the bill. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm sure we'll be able to cover it. How much are we short?
I must admit,
£400 short. £400 short, okay?
I must admit, I did think this because there was a lot of people had places to go and had to get back to kids and trains and blah, 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 and people were going, I thought, well, I wonder if they've all paid the right amount.
Right.
But then, by the end, it was, everything is fine, everyone's paying £40 each, I didn't have to pay because it was my surprise, and I thought, right, jobs are good. And although, I must admit, I was slightly surprised.
Okay, well, this comes, and me and Tim have been trying to work this out all over the weekend, all right? Now, I know for a fact Alad didn't put in £40.
Mm. No, I didn't.
Generally, people put in 40 quid. That's what everyone's been told. Mm. Dominic put in 40 quid for you and your missus, 80 quid. Now, out of this £400 that I paid, by the way, then what the funny thing about it is, when we finally paid the last 400, Tim then tipped him 20 quid to say thanks very much. He gets a bottle of beer out the fridge and goes, there you go, Chris. It's the most expensive bottle of beer I've ever had. Me and Tim shared a £420 bottle of Tsingtao, which was great. So anyway, so 80 quid I've got off somebody last night.
Yeah.
Okay. We've established that somebody only paid for their booze and not their food.
Yeah.
That's another 40 quid for a couple that that were sitting near the bar area.
Yeah.
All right. That one.
Yeah.
Do you know who I mean?
No, but right. You'll tell me afterwards.
Okay. And we're trying to work out who went through the... Because we've worked out that the main excuse is, well, I didn't really drink that much alcohol. Which I think is the worst excuse ever. What, is Coca-Cola and sparkling mineral water free? So we're trying to work out, and we know that culprit number one is Alid, who didn't pay enough money.
No, I paid 30.
I know.
I paid 30.
Did he drink?
Yes.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, not much, though.
No, he didn't drink much.
Here's where the argument starts.
I was asked to pay 20.
That's for the food.
And I said, no, what about drink? Oh, don't worry about that. That's fine. I said, no, that's not fine. So I went and got 60. So I came back to Tim and I said, Emma told me to pay 20. I don't think that's right. No, better not. Pay 30. You sure? He says, yeah, pay 30. So I then left. I was right. Luckily the first to leave. So I was never asked.
Tight ass Bramble in the corner there.
But I'm happy to pay the difference. If it was 40, I'll pay that. That's fine.
So hang on. So who made up? So you made up the shortfall, did you?
Yeah. So what we've done is, so... You won't get a present from me from your birthday.
Well, that's absolutely fine. Well,
I was going to get you something cracking, but now it's going to wait till Christmas.
Well, thank you very much for that huge...
So technically,
present.
For your birthday, I bought some rice.
Yeah.
And some
You bought £400 worth of rice, which is enough to feed a small village, I would imagine.
Well, no, actually, now I've worked... So far, it's only 320, but I might get another 40 back.
When is your birthday?
And Alan's going to give me a tenner.
I'm going to get at least a tenner.
There you go.
When's your birthday?
Saturday.
I've got some time to save up.
Well, thank you very much for the sizeable shortfall that you've made up.
And later, when the show's finished, we will have you and I will have a private conversation about who me and Tim believe either left without paying,
yeah.
Or did they? Well, I wasn't really drinking much. Shall I just put in 20?
Well, I would hazard a guess that there must be several people that left without paying.
There is a question mark over Vernon K, by the way. We're not 100% sure Vernon even chipped in for the food.
He didn't eat any. He was too busy singing. That's why.
That's not an excuse. Anyway, so there you go.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure. I hope you enjoy your birthday present.
It was lovely. It was a fantastic evening.
And it's one of those presents that keeps on giving. I'm sure Saturday afternoon at the game, you're still going, that was special fried rice.
Hi, this is Mike Skinner from the street. But my gosh, don't you know it.
So, if you were at a do on Friday night for Dave's birthday and you left without paying or gave that feeble excuse of, well, I wasn't really drinking wine. Hate that. I understand if you're like, you know, if you are drinking tap water and somebody else is drinking Cristal, I understand your argument. But virtually everybody was drinking. Yeah, but I didn't drink wine. I didn't drink any wine. I just didn't drink beer. Wine never stopped flowing on our table. Good Lord.
Well, that was evident by some of the casualties who were up on the stage at the end of the night.
Yeah, the whole of the room.
Hmm.
But anyway, so the witch hunt is on to find out who didn't pay. Already, Alid is tight. Making feeble excuses.
Well, I thought I paid enough. I even said at the time.
So you got a tenner off him, which still leaves you £390 short.
No, hang on, 80. Well, we'll work it all out.
All right.
But the major question mark is over Vernon K. Because we believe he didn't put any money in. I may be wrong, but that's the big question. Vernon K, TV and radio star Vernon K. Is he tighter than... I can't do that low one on the air, but no. You know what I'm saying.
Mm. I'm sure there's just some innocent explanation.
Yeah, he's tight. One. Tess had the wallet that weekend. Here's your money, £20 for the weekend, I'm off, bye. Anyway, Callum coming up, Outcast on the way. It's Dominic and Juliet with News and Sports, 9:33.
The big BAFTA winners.
And could Bex be on his way to Chelsea?
It's 9:36.
I had to clear something up now before we move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wrong number. Oof. Let me do it again. Okay, hang on.
Are you still trying to sort this bill out?
What? No. I'm trying to clear names.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to do, clear names. Yeah, stop beeping. Right, here we go. Fine.
Hello?
Vernon K, you're live on Radio 1.
Hiya!
Hello!
Let me turn it down.
Right, okay. Hey, listening.
Right, there you go.
I hope he's got a rage hour diary. Right, so the question is, did you or did you not pay on Friday night?
I paid big time.
There you go. Well done.
I've been sick all weekend.
Yeah, sick because you had to pay.
No, I did pay. I swear, your kid didn't pay.
No, he did.
Rubbish.
Hang on, you left early like a girl.
Yeah, but I paid. I swear to God, I give him more than enough money and I give him all the shrapnel.
How much
so
did
much
you...
I had to go to a cash machine to get some money for the cab home.
How much did you put in?
Just under £40.
Just under? Why under?
Because I were a couple of pence short of 40.
Right, so there you go. So how much under were you?
About... £2.
Right, okay, so add that £2 to Alan's 10.
That's £12 short.
I'm slowly getting this back. Right, so I've got...
How much did you pay?
Me?
Yeah.
400.
Fucker!
I'm telling you, 400.
Get lost.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Chris.
Well,
if it was my partner in crime, whose birthday it was...
You don't have one.
And the bill was a bit short...
Yeah.
I'd have chipped in and all.
No, I didn't. No, I had to, otherwise the fellow would come out with a meat cleaver going, "Who'd I pay?" So I had to pay, really.
Ah, dear Bossy!
So, anyway, your singing was great. I have photos to show you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of you singing as Elvis.
Oh, classic.
The YMCA.
Oh, worse.
There were loads of great songs.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
You did YMCA before the main course arrived, Vernon.
Well, everyone was quite quiet, and I thought, let's get this party started.
And that you did.
And I also have your text messages that you sent me about people in the room.
Oh. Rosie.
What?
The student Rosie.
That was the girl... Was that the girl whose other birthday
was? That the one that you suggested that their table came from Sylvia Young's stage school?
Because it was so good. Of all the nights to have a karaoke night, you get the spare table in the room, all blooming professional singers.
You imagine turning up to a Chinese restaurant for a meal with you, because it's your birthday, and fortunately your mate's sitting in the corner, is Vernon Kay. Hiya! Like that. Apparently, at one point, because the toilets were upstairs, so if you just go for a quiet meal downstairs, you got to go upstairs to our room to get to the toilet. And apparently this young lad, about 10 years old, was coming out of the loo with his dad, just gets to the top of the stairs, stops and stares at Vernon, currently doing the YMCA. And he just goes, "Vernon Kay." So you made him a very happy boy.
But one of those students from the Sylvia Young School give me the, what's it called? The Nescafe handshake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Magic in the Beans.
Oh, really? Did they?
Yeah.
One of them was very, very, very gobby, and at one point my girl...
It was either the guy in the black shirt or the muscle man in the tight...
It was the guy in the black shirt who was singing Grease with a little bit too much enthusiasm, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It was definitely him.
He was dashingly handsome, though.
I can't say what my girlfriend called him, but she was stood right in front of him at the time, and I'm thinking, please don't kick off, love. I don't want to knocking people out left, right and centre.
But the rest of them were lovely.
They were, and a good night was had by all, apart from me.
It was brilliant. £400. I'll tell you what, pal, if you want to chip in, we'll go double or quits, round three, Vernon versus Chris, FIFA 2004.
What's the current score so far, FIFA? Tell the nation?
2-0 to you.
Thank you very much. So you're saying that our kid didn't pay?
I reckon he didn't.
Right, okay, I'll still follow this up.
There are a few people that left early.
Now, here we go.
Our boss.
Are you naming names?
No.
Right, fine.
I'm chicken like that.
Right. Are we FIFA-ing at yours today?
No, it's yours.
Right, okay. You have to bring the disc, mine's broken.
Yeah,
right, we'll just gust this off for you.
All right.
Bye!
Cheers,
love
Vernon.
You.
Bye!
See you then.
Very quickly, I just want to remind everybody, when we go to Londonderry this weekend, we're looking for the Chris Moyles Approved Workplace to give another award out. When we went to Liverpool, we gave it away to the Cane Brewery. They now have a plaque on the wall because they listen at work. If you listen to our show at work, if you're listening right now in a company, in an office, factory, whatever, if you want your workplace to be part of it, you need to register at Radio 1 online. Go to that and fill out the application form and send it in. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on the Chris Moyles pages. You'll find the application form on there. We could be sending Alan to see you in Derry Friday morning.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Voice, I'm getting a bit Tarzan today. It's like when I went to bingo, when I shouted, my voice went. I went to shout house, I went, house! Or mouse, as everyone's now. Roy Walker looked great that night, didn't you, Roy?
Thank you, Chris.
Right, let's do our contestants then, fella.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Ben and I'm from Portsmouth!
Whee!
Oh. Get in there.
What do you do, Ben?
I'm an air conditioning engineer.
Oh,
Chris.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, nice. How are you this morning? Warm?
I'm quite warm, yeah. Well, why?
I was just about to say, I'll pop in and give you a free service.
So, what, with our Thrower 6 to start air conditioning unit, we've got it. Mate, this will be the biggest job you'd ever have. It's, like, Studio 3, where we do the show, be fine. Studio 1, where Joe Wiley is, can be 1,000 degrees. The engineers come in and fix it. Next morning, Studio 4 will be 1,000 degrees. 1 and 3 will be fine, and 2 will be too cold. It's unbelievable. They don't put it in. Stevie Wonder air conditioning.
Not me, mate.
Where are you parked, Ben?
I'm parked in Southampton. I'm in a car park, just opposite where I'm going to go and work.
Very nice. Lovely. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Volkswagen Transporter.
Nice wheels.
Yeah, baby.
Right, wind your window down. Let's hear the horn. Rubbish. It's all right.
It's
all right. Rubbish.
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, I'll see you up, boys. You're crazy. Crack me up, you do. All right, then. Right, hang on there. Let's meet who you're going to be up against.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's James Bruce and I'm from Northfield.
Hey! Northfield is kind of south of Birmingham.
South Birmingham, that's right, Chris.
Right, okay. Right, on the A38, I believe.
Not too far away. I'm currently parked in Chitwell Lane.
Oh, I know that very well. Yeah. What do you do, James?
I'm a heating engineer.
Wow, so we've got an air
conditioning and heating.
Wow.
We're the better ones of the team, I think.
Bring it on.
All right, Ben, stop drinking.
Sorry, all right.
Bring it on, right, James, what are you driving?
I'm driving a white Ford Focus Estate.
Nice wheels.
I think so.
Is it your car or company car?
It's my company Integrals.
Oh, very nice.
Nice plug.
Nice Integrals.
Thank you.
Right, wind your window down, James. Let's hear your horn. Oh, another rubbish one. Right, Ben, let's see yours again. Right, he's lower. James? Okay, Ben is low, James is high.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, buzz in when you know the legendary catchphrase that comes up. All right, number one, here we go. On the screen, it looks like Mr. Fish is working in a bureau de change. He likes his job because he gets to meet lots of celebrities. Hello? Look, coming in is Lindsay Dawn McKenzie in Jordan. They're asking Mr. Fish how many euros there are to the pound. And they look quite shocked when he tells them the current exchange rate. Lindsay is saying you don't get many of those to the... Oh, it sounded like James.
You don't get many of those to the pound.
You don't get many of those to the pound?
You're absolutely right.
Yay!
That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed, James.
Thank you.
All right, point to you. Ben, you're rubbish.
Yeah, I'll be slow for Martin.
All right, you need to get this one right to stay in the game.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
I believe we just had you don't get many of them to the pound. Classic. All right, screen is changing. Mr. Fish is... Looks like he's spending the day at the Met office. He's with a group of people who forecast storms, and has been told that there's one on the way. Apparently it's a really big one, and the weather is about to get very stormy indeed. Right now, though, it's all very calm. Oh, James!
The calm before the storm!
The calm before the storm!
You're a winner!
Yeah!
The what?
One for the heating engineers.
Yeah, and none for the air conditioning.
Yeah,
user.
Yeah, fair play. Fair
Ben,
play.
I'm very sorry.
No worries, mate. No
Is
worries.
There anybody, anyone like to say hello to him for a quick
Yeah, can you
There you go. Every time. Lambs to the slaughter. Well done, James.
Thank
James.
You.
Over the moon, Chris. Over the moon.
How are you feeling?
Over the moon.
Over the moon.
Yeah. Are you over the moon, James?
Oh, without a doubt, Chris. Without a doubt.
Okay, so what time you start work?
I started at half past eight,
great. You're taking a little break.
Well, yes.
He's gone out for parts.
Yes, that's right, I have.
Yeah, all right, listen, have a good day, my friend.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go, top prize heading to James, the heating engineer. Commiserations to Ben from Portsmouth, the loser. But thank you to Roy Walker for making it go so seamlessly.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Big weekend. Get ready for the first one big weekend of 2004. All this weekend on Radio 1. We'll be taking our two-day festival to Londonderry in Northern Ireland as part of BBC Music Live.
With DJs including me, Pete Tong, Seb Fontaine, Just George, Fergie and Faithless Live.
And a day of live bands including Avril Lavigne,
Ash,
The Streets,
Franz Ferdinand,
Khalees
and Queen.
All in front of 20,000 people, live and for free.
If you didn't get your hands on one of the tickets, don't worry, because we'll be live from Derry all this weekend with the backstage build-up.
And live sets from those taking to our fine stage.
And keep listening to Radio 1 for your chance to become a One Big Weekend VIP winner.
Log on to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
One Big Weekend is coming to Derry this weekend, only on Radio 1.
9:56, we're out of here in 4 minutes. Joe Wiley will be on. Colin and Edith later. Sarah from 3. Dave Pierce from 6, I believe. Last one from us today is Basement Jacks.
Tell me. Enjoy your night, man.
Thank you very much, Basement Jacks, and good luck from Radio 1.
La-la-la-la-la-la.
How was that? Do you know what? I thought today's show was good. I'd give it a 3 out of 10.
I'll give it 4 out of 10.
Dominic?
4 and a bit.
Rachel?
I'll give it 5.
Hey, take it higher.
6.
There you go. Right, we'll keep asking. Have a good day today. I'm going to buy myself a bike today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you really going to?
If I can rent one, I'd rather rent one, because I know it'll just sit in the hallway of my flat for the rest of my life, but I'll talk about this tomorrow. Jo Wiley's next, and she's beautiful. I bet she doesn't have any bike problem. Oh, no, don't go down that route. All right, have a good day.
Aloha. No problem whatsoever.
I'm like the lead singer of a band, dude.
I've got an image.
Everybody's got a freaking problem with me, dude. And they need to take it up with me after the show.
Tight cycling shorts on the wire.
These chicks,